Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Famous Failures. This is a bittersweet moment because this is, at least for the time being, the final episode of the show. I've now done 78 episodes, if you count the written interviews that I was publishing initially on my website before we transitioned to an audio format. I started the podcast in large part because I wanted to present the human imperfect side of people that we tend to put on a pedestal. And as the interviews on the show illustrate, there is no such thing as an overnight success. The Titans got to where they are after failing, failing, and failing some more. And I hope the podcast gave you at least a glimpse into that messy reality behind the glamour so you can give yourself permission to get started on your next project, even in the face of potential failure. And the goal should be not to fail fast, but to learn fast, to learn from your failures so you don't repeat the same mistakes again. I learned so much from the wonderful people that I interviewed on the show, and I hope you did as well. And thank you so much to you for tuning in every 2 weeks. You're the reason I do what I do. And if you'd like to keep in touch with me, the best way to do that is through my weekly email, which you can sign up for at weeklycontrarian.com. The email goes out to now over 21,000 people and shares one idea that can be read in less than 3 minutes to help you, to empower you to reimagine the status quo. If I ever launch another podcast, I'll make the announcement to the email lists, or if there is a second season of Famous Failures, that's where I will announce it as well. And I'll probably write an email in the next few weeks about why I decided to pause doing the podcast, at least for the time being. So if you'd like to read more about that, head over to weeklycontrarian.com. A few words of additional gratitude here. The show was produced by Christopher Mortram of Podcastily from its very first episode. If you need help with producing your podcast, get in touch with Chris. He is excellent at what he does. You can find him at podcastily.com. That is podcastily.com. Thank you so much to Brendan Seibel, who helped me with the research on the guests. And I'd also love to offer some thanks to people who pre-ordered 3 or more copies of my new book, Think Like a Rocket Scientist. I'm going to butcher some of these names, so my apologies in advance, but here we go. Orthogon Partners Investment Management, Lucy McKean, Kathy Cheng, Tony Martinietti, Bill Brent, Ramesh Kumar, Fred Sleet, James D. Kirk, Timothy Chips, Wendy Hornbrauer, Tim Oslovich, Doug Claffey, Amy Luo, Christina Guthier, Julian Allen, Hans Schultz, Amy Luo, Renu Sharma, Ben Creo, Laolu Awagbade, and finally, Jeff McGrath. Thank you again, and I hope to see you every Thursday with the Weekly Contrarian.